Most everybody is involved in scripture memory. Scripture memory at a NAV conference is something that you're going to hear over and over. And how many of you, this is your first conference, NAV conference? Okay, about three. Good. If you go to very many NAV conferences, you'll hear a lot of talk about scripture memory. It's one of the foundational things of the Christian life, especially around navigators. It reminds me of a story of a young boy about 6 years old that went Christmas shopping with his mother, went to the mall, and she came to a jewelry store and was looking around inside the store, and he was overlooking at the watches, and he found a watch over there, kind of a Boy Scout type watch, one of these watches that had about 14 different dials and would do all kinds of different things, set alarm to wake you up in the morning, and you could turn it over and fry eggs and bacon on the backside of it, and you know, about 50 different uses besides just tell time. And so he saw this watch and he decided he needed it for Christmas. And so he grabbed her by the arm and pulled her over there and said, "Buy me this watch. I want this watch for Christmas." And she said, "Johnny, you don't need a watch. You can't even tell time yet. And besides, it's too expensive. And besides, we've already bought all your Christmas presents. And besides, you're not going to get it." "Oh, Mommy, I got to have this watch. Please, please, I want this watch. You got to buy me this watch. I'll do anything if you buy me this watch. I'll take out the trash. I'll be a good boy. Buy me this watch." "No, Johnny, you're not getting this watch." So she finally drug him out of the store, and they got home. That night, his dad came in from work. Johnny met him at the door. "Dad, I saw this watch today at the jewelry store. I got to have this watch for Christmas. It's the best watch I've ever seen." "Oh, Dad, Johnny, you can't even tell time yet. You don't need a watch." "Dad, I just got to have this watch. Please buy me this watch. I'll do anything if you buy me this watch. Johnny's too expensive. We've already bought all your Christmas presents. You're not getting a watch." So Johnny went on and on and just wouldn't leave him alone until finally the dad told him, he said, "Johnny, if you say one more thing about that watch, you're going to bed. I'm going to spank you. You're going to bed without any supper." And so little Johnny went off in the room and pouted for a while. Well, as it turned out to be, the pastor of the church was coming over that night for supper. And so pastor comes in and they all sit down for the evening meal. Johnny, his mother and his dad, and they all hold hands and pray around the table. And then when they get through praying, the father says, "Well, now why don't we go around the room before we eat and quote our verse that we're working on this week, trying to memorize." So the pastor says his verse, and mother says her verse, and dad says his verse, and it comes to little Johnny. And little Johnny says, Mark 13:37, "What I say to you, I say to all, watch!" And so he got in the last word, you know. And that's kind of the way scripture memory is about the navigators. You're going to hear it over and over and over as long as you hang around navigators. So let's start there with your handout sheet. If you look up there at the top, a quotation there at the top, "People who are dubious about scripture memory probably have never given it a fair trial. It is the consistent testimony of those who do memorize that it was a major turning point in their lives." And, you know, I don't know how many guys I have heard give testimony and just share with people about the difference that scripture memory has made in their personal walk with God. And just have heard this over and over. A definition of scripture memory. First of all, what it is not. It is not an ability that you are born with. And some people seem to have that idea about scripture memory. Either you can do it, it's easy for you, or you can't do it. It's almost impossible for you. But scripture memory is not an ability that you're born with. So then what is it? It is a discipline that you develop. It is a discipline that you develop. And I want you to take your pencil there on the handout sheet. I want you to write down two words, one on top of the other. The first word I want you to write down is disciple. D-I-S-C-I-P-L-E. Disciple. And then right underneath that, I want you to write the word discipline. D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E. And I want you just to look at those two words and to see how closely related they are. They come from the same root. Disciple, discipline. Discipline, disciple. And so if you're going to be a person who consistently memorizes Scripture, it's going to take a determined effort on your part to get the job done. It's going to take a determined effort. It's something that you're going to have to develop as a discipline in your life. I'd like for us all to take our Bibles, if you would, and turn to Proverbs chapter 6. This is going to be kind of just an individual exercise. We're going to arrive at our own definition of Scripture memory out of Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 23. So just take a few minutes and read down through those three or four verses, and I want you to write your own definition of Scripture memory out of this passage, and then I'll let two or three of you share what you've written down in just a few minutes. All right, anyone have a definition ready for us?
Scripture memory is a guide that can't be separated.
All right, a guide that can't be separated from you. Okay?
It's binding God's Word on my heart. It is binding God's Word.
Binding God's Word on my heart. Good.
Kind of update mine just a little bit. Continually writing or binding God's Word into the hard disk of your mind and heart.
Hard disk. All right, good.
I found that remember this discipline of having the Word in our hearts.
Uh-huh. All right, good. John?
I put down a safe track through treacherous shoals.
All right, good. Anybody else? All right, a definition of Scripture memory then. All right, what is the objective of Scripture memory? Is it to carry around a pack of verses in your pocket that people will see that you memorize? Or is it when you go to a NAV conference, you can tell people how many verses you have memorized or what new verse you're working on? What is the objective of Scripture memory? Philippians 3:10 in the New English Bible says, the objective of Scripture memory is not an end in itself. We memorize to achieve a different goal. And Philippians 3:10 gives us that goal. All I care for is to know Christ. All I care for is to know Christ. And Scripture memory helps us to get to know the Word of God, which in turn helps us to know Jesus Christ. And so that should be the goal of any Scripture memory program, is that it helps us to get to know Jesus better. It helps us to abide. It helps in our relationship with Him. Dwight L. Moody said, "The Scriptures were given not to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives." And as we get to know Jesus personally, that change develops within our lives. Some reasons to memorize Scripture. The first reason, I think, really the only reason that a person should need to memorize Scripture is for obedience. Proverbs 7, verse 1 and verse 3. If someone wants to look that up and read that for us, please.
"My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart."
All right. "And treasure my commandments within you. Bind them on your fingers and write them on the tablet of your heart." What do you think it means to write them on the tablet of your heart? What does that mean to you?
I think scripture starts in your head and seeps to your heart, and that's what happens. Is that that's that process of internalizing it. You're beyond the logic and you're into the reality and taking it at face value.
Okay.
Kind of go along with that, I think, well, remember I was meditating. Like you mentioned there, that going from the heart, kind of like a funnel. You know, seeking down to the heart, and that's where the application and the change of life is.
That's right. Okay. Good. Write them, John.
We were discussing this morning in Jeremiah 17:9, it talks of how our hearts are deceitful and wicked and treacherous. And to me, when the scriptures tell us that we need to write the scriptures on our heart, it's to keep our heart centered on God so that it won't allow us to stray.
Okay. That's a good point. One I think we'll see a little later in this study as well. All right, so he says to write them on the tablets of our heart. In Deuteronomy 6:6, someone know that verse or want to read it for us?
And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
Shall be on your heart. In Colossians 3:16, someone know that? That's it.
Admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It's recited.
Singing
with grace in your heart.
To God. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly dwell within you. How's one way we can do that? How can we let the word of God richly dwell within us?
One thing that I've done is recently I bought a tape series, New Testament on cassette.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about bad, and you talk about bad nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing that, and I'm out like a light within 10 minutes of that tape, but that tape is still going and going and going in my subconscious.
Right. Okay.
And it's sort of been changing.
Yeah. It will do that. The Word of God will do that. Let the Word of God richly dwell within you. Alright. Let's look at the second reason to memorize, and that is purity of life. Psalm 119:11. Someone know that verse?
A word I treasured in my heart that I may not sin against thee.
Thy word I have treasured in my heart. What does it mean to treasure the word of God in your heart? It keeps us from sin, that I might not sin against thee. So if we will place the word of God in our hearts, it will be as a barrier to sin, a stop to sin. So, you know, all of us have different tendencies towards sin. And for the individuals in this room, there would be different tendencies. Little besetting sins. And so when we come across an area in our life where we have trouble, it's a besetting sin. It's a tendency towards sin. Then if we'll go to the Scripture and memorize a verse or two or three verses dealing with that very area, it tends to act as a stop for sin in our life. We come across that thought or that action, whatever it is, and there's that verse. There's that verse. And we're warned out of the Scripture. Proverbs 4:23. Someone read that for us.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Okay, I think we just kind of touched on that a while ago. Out of our heart. They, out of it flow the springs of life, out of our heart. So if we can help to change, to affect our hearts, everything that flows out of our life will be affected by that. And the Word of God changes people's hearts. And so as we bring in the Word of God and we write it upon the tablets of our heart, then that changes how we act in life, things that happen out of us. Third reason for memorizing Scripture is personal guidance. Psalm 119, 105. Someone know that?
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light
unto my path. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You need to have God's guidance on your life, the Word of God. And if we have that Word memorized, if we have it hidden in our heart, written on the tablets of our heart, we have it always with us. Another reason for memorizing Scripture is victory over Satan. Ephesians 6, 16 and 17.
In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture memory puts the sword in your hand. You always have it with you. You're always prepared. You're always ready to do battle with the enemy because it's hidden in your heart. Matthew 4, 1 through 10, we find Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And without reading through that passage, you remember what Jesus did each time Satan came and tempted him? What did he do?
Quoted Scripture.
How did he know that?
He'd memorized it.
That's right. He'd memorized it. It's interesting just to go through the New Testament and look at the apostles, the disciples, and how often in a discourse they suddenly quote the Old Testament. How did they know that?
John, as you brought up the point, it's kind of interesting. I was thinking about in Luke 24-27 on the road to Emmaus, where Jesus and talking to the two men as they were traveling along, and said, beginning with Moses and the law of Christ, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the Scriptures. So he went from point A to point B, whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I've often thought I would like to have heard that discourse. How their hearts burned within them. Alright, another reason for memorizing Scripture is for witnessing. 1 Peter 3:15. Someone know that verse?
Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet of gentleness and reverence.
How are you going to always be ready to give a defense? If you have verses memorized, you're always prepared. You're always ready for any witnessing situation that comes along. Come across a guy that's having a particular problem in his life, if you've memorized verses, you'll have a verse to share with him about that particular problem. If you come across a guy who's lost, looking for answers to life, if you have some verses memorized, you can take him through the Scripture and show him his need for Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. So it's useful in ministry, it's useful in witnessing. How many of you were here last night? Heard Max's message. The thing that distracted me about Max's message was that he took so long thumbing through the Bible trying to find all those verses that he talked about all night. You know, he preached for an hour or so and went from one passage to another passage to another passage and never looked at the Scripture. And so it is useful in ministry. It's useful in witnessing. Hebrews 4:12. Someone know that?
The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul, and piercing as far as... Well, I lost it, sorry.
Piercing as far as the soul and spirit of the soul.
And
able
to judge thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Okay. The Word of God is able to do that. And so if we have the Word of God on our lips and the Word of God in our hearts, we have that kind of opportunity to minister to people that we come in contact with. Alright, and then the final reason that I have down here, you can probably think of many more, but the final reason that I have down to memorize is that it helps you to become more like Jesus. Psalm 119:59. Someone know that?
I considered my ways and turned my feet to thy testimonies.
I considered my ways and turned my feet to thy testimonies. That's right. Hasten and did not delay to keep thy commandments. So if we are memorizing Scripture, bringing it into our heart, walking in obedience to that which we are learning, then we are becoming more like Jesus. Getting to know Him, becoming more like Him. Romans 12:2.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, a good, pleasing, perfect will.
Alright, so we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Changing our old thought patterns into God's thought patterns. So as we memorize Scripture, internalize Scripture, meditate on Scripture, we're becoming more and more like Jesus. Scripture memory is like humility. Everyone speaks highly of it, but few rush to wash feet. And that's the way Scripture memory is. Some common objections to Scripture memory. The first one that we hear pretty frequently is, I can't memorize. John 14:26. Someone read that verse for us.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
All right, who's going to help us to remember all things, bring to remembrance all that He said to us? The Holy Spirit. And there's a promise out of the Scripture that says that He will help us to remember what Jesus has said. Bring things to remembrance. And so we have the very power of God helping us. So if one of your objections to Scripture memory is, I can't memorize, this is a verse you ought to start on. Claim this promise.
In His time versus our time.
Sure. Alright, Philippians 4:13. Who knows that verse?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Except Scripture memory. I can do all things. That's the way some people quote it, you know. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, except memorize Scripture, except this or except that. There are no exceptions in that verse, are there? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He says He will strengthen you. He will help you. And so, you know, it's interesting that we all memorize things that are important to us. How many of you know your phone number? Address and area code. Your girlfriend's measurements. You know? Okay. Things that are important to us, we can memorize. And, you know, a lot of times we don't realize all of it. How many of you know the way from work to home? And from home to work, or from work to church? You know, you get on this street, and then you go so many blocks, and you turn this street. And, sure.
Kind of interesting, John. I met many years ago a lieutenant commander in the Navy. And this fellow had all his education, you know, and everything else. You know, I memorized books and whatnot. And but when it came to memorizing the word, I said, well, you know, hey, how would you like to memorize Scripture? And he said, I can't do it. You know, he thought he couldn't do it. But yet this guy had a world of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
He already memorized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that a key to this is that the more important God's Word becomes to an individual, the easier he will find that Scripture memory becomes. Not that it's ever easy, But I think there's that relationship. The more important the Word of God becomes to you, the easier you will find Scripture memory to be. Another common objective is that Scripture memory leads to pride. And I've had guys tell me this personally, that they quit memorizing because they decided that it was causing pride in their life. Luke 17:10. Someone know that verse? Or?
But you said when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. Where's the reason for pride in that? There is none. We've only done that which we ought to have done. And, Scripture memory may lead people to pride. There may be people that have a problem with that, but that doesn't mean it has to. And if pride is a problem in your life because of Scripture memory, well, then the first five verses you memorize, let it be on humility. That's no reason not to memorize. You can take that about anything in the Christian life. Witnessing, church attendance, anything in the Christian life, you could say, well, I'm not going to do that because I think it's causing me to be proudful. Scripture memory is not the source of pride. Satan is, and the flesh. And so let's deal with the source. Let's deal with the root of those things. Another common objective is that I don't have enough time to memorize Scripture. Ephesians 5:16. Someone read that for us or quote that.
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
Making the most of every opportunity. I think it may be in the King James where it says redeem the time.
Redeeming the time.
I like that thought. Redeem the time. For the days are evil. That's something that has meant a great deal to me, to see that concept of redeeming the time. And, this thing about time is, it's all relative. I'm too busy to memorize Scripture. Well, you have 24 hours in every day, just like everyone in this room does. And how you use that time comes down to your goals and your priorities. And so it's a relative thing. We're all given the same amount of time. And redeeming the time, part of what that means to me is that you can take time that is otherwise wasted and make it useful. You can memorize Scripture when you're shaving in the bathroom. It takes, 2, 3, 5 minutes to shave every morning. You can have a verse up on your mirror, and as you're shaving, memorize Scripture. You're getting 2 for the price of 1. To me, that's redeeming the time. As you travel to work, you can review a packet of Scripture, or you can work on memorizing Scripture. And so, redeem the time. Another objection that we hear occasionally is that Scripture memory is for preachers only. The purpose of the Bible is to help us grow spiritually, not to minister first and foremost. It is to help us personally to grow, and not that we're not called to minister as well, but we should memorize Scripture not because we're preachers or not because we're going to be ministering, but because of our desire to become more like Jesus and to know Him better and to grow spiritually. Another thing that we hear occasionally is that it is too mechanical or legalistic. I heard Max Barnett on a tape one time talking to a whole auditorium of college kids, and he was talking about Scripture memory. And one of the kids there said, well, I don't have a plan or a program. He said, I just like to memorize a verse as God lays it on my heart and leads me to do it. And so Max said, well, we've got a whole auditorium of people here. Let's just take a survey. How many of you, all these Christian people in this room, college age kids, how many of you can quote word perfect five verses or passages of Scripture? And there wasn't a handful of hands in the whole room. Well, if we're waiting on the Holy Spirit to lead us to memorize passages, we're probably not going to memorize very many passages. And so, Scripture memory may be very mechanical. That doesn't mean it's wrong. Brushing your teeth is mechanical. You do it the same way every morning, don't you? Hopefully at night. You know, it's mechanical. Most of what we do is mechanical. That doesn't mean it's wrong. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. Another objection that we commonly hear is that others don't memorize and are successful. Well, I know preacher so-and-so, and he's a great man of God, and he doesn't memorize. Well, are they successful because they don't memorize, or are they successful in spite of it? And so we find various objections to Scripture memory. Most Christians believe in the value of a spiritual bank account of memorized verses, but few make regular deposits. Reasons that people don't memorize. Well, reason number one is ignorance. And I don't mean that they're stupid, but I mean that they've never been taught the value and the importance and the need for doing that. And so because they have not been taught these things, they simply do not do them. Another reason people don't memorize is just spiritual laziness. Because it is hard work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take discipline to be able to consistently memorize Scripture. Dawson Trotman said, "Nothing pays greater dividends for the time invested than writing God's Word on the tablets of your heart." Well, how do we start? How do you select verses to memorize? I think there are two main ways. The first way is you can get some Scripture memory helps. I have a couple listed here. NAV helps. These are Beginning with Christ and the Topical Memory System. And you heard Gene and Paul Purefoy talking about that last night. That's one way to select verses, is to get on a plan. You can order various plans, and they give you various verses to memorize. And I think that's a good way to get started in Scripture memory. Another way is to select verses that the Holy Spirit impresses upon you. As you are preparing to teach a Sunday school class, or as you go to Sunday school and hear a lesson, and one particular verse or a passage of Scripture, God impresses that upon you, and you feel it's relevant and important. As you're in a preaching service, as you're studying the Bible, as you're reading the Bible, and you come across a passage of Scripture, go back and look at your Bible, and if you underline, look at all the verses you have underlined in the Bible. There's a good chance that each one of those verses is a candidate for memorization. Because it's meant something to you at some time in your life, or you wouldn't have it underlined. And when I started memorizing Scripture a number of years ago, I was not really tied in with the NAVs very closely at that time. I knew about the NAVs a little bit, but didn't know anything about the topical memory system, and so I never have used those helps. I just have had a plan on my own of finding verses. If I was starting today, I think I would start with some kind of a Scripture memory help, at least at the beginning. Alright, when you're selecting verses that the Holy Spirit impresses upon you, some guidelines to ask yourself about the verse. Will learning this verse help my relationship to God? If it will, well then it's probably a good verse for you to memorize. Will learning this verse help me to minister to others? If it will, it's probably a good verse for you to memorize. Will learning this verse help me know biblical truth, doctrine? And if it will, it's probably a good verse for you to memorize. All right, after we have selected a verse or some verses, how do you memorize? I think the beginning place is to pray. We need to ask God for the desire. Let's look at Philippians 2:13. Someone read that for us, please.
Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating you and creating in you the power and desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
He creates the desire within you, both the will and the work, for his good pleasure. So, you know, if you don't have all the desire that you need to be consistent on scripture memory, we'll pray about that. Ask God to begin to turn your heart, to make it a desire of your heart, because to be consistent in scripture memory, you have to have the desire. That's the starting place. If you don't have desire, you're not ever going to be consistent in scripture memory. So ask God for the desire. The second thing is to ask God to make it a delight and not drudgery. Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart." And so ask God to make it a delight rather than drudgery for you. And then also ask God to help you to decide to do it. That's basically where a lot of people are in scripture memory. That's where a lot of people are in this conference. They know they should do it. They've started it a time or two and quit, you know. And basically what they need is that commitment of the will. I'm going to do it.
Also at times, you know, also accountability with someone else. That's something that's needed.
Accountability with someone else. Yeah. Good point. We'll look at that as well in just a minute, I think, again. I don't think without accountability that I would have near the verses memorized today that I have. I know I would not. How to memorize? A second step here is have a plan that keeps you consistent. Let's turn over to Proverbs 19 and look at verse 27 for a moment. Someone read that verse for us, please. 19:27.
Ceaselessly, my son, to discipline the evils correct from the words of God.
Cease listening to discipline, and you will stray. And that is what I have found to be true in my life. If I don't have a plan that helps keep me consistent, I stray away from scripture memory. And so I think it's important for us to have a plan. Helps keep us on track if we have a plan. I'm going to memorize 2 verses a week, or I'm going to memorize a verse a week, or I'm going to memorize a verse a month, or whatever you feel you need and can handle.
Okay. That if we walked outside, I could quote 140 verses, you mean, without using my cards or how? No. What I consider to be scripture memory is I use cards, but I go through my cards once each day. I go through them one time a week. Each day I have a stack, seven stacks, one for each day. So I review those verses. On the back of my card I have the reference, and then on the front of the card is the reference in the verse. And so I look at the back reference, says John 3:16, and so I quote that verse back, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, so on and so forth. That's what I'm calling have it memorized.
But also, you could, if there were any point in it, and there is a point in basically review and redeeming your lost time, just start through the Bible and say, okay, Genesis 1:1-2, Genesis 4:7, Genesis 45:5, Exodus, you know, and you can review that way.
I've done that before. Yeah, I've done that before, but it's just been an exercise for myself to really make sure that I had a grasp on all those verses. Now, if you can do that, well, then you know you've got those verses. Occasionally what I'd run into was I'd go and hear somebody preach or something, and he'd say something like, Ephesians 2:2, and I'd flip over to Ephesians 2:2 and say, oh, I know that verse. You know, I've got it memorized, but it didn't click for some reason, you know. And so because of that, I've gone back and before and done what David is saying and gone through my verses that way. That way, if you can do it that way, then you know you've got them, you know.
And the reason I asked you that is several years ago, I went to a Bill Gottman seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that impressed me most during that first seminar was Bill Gothard said that when he was in high school, or before that point in time, throughout grammar school, every year he passed on probation, and that was with 5 hours of study a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And somebody challenged him in his Sunday school department to start to memorize and meditate the Word of God. And he did that. He began to memorize and meditate on the Word of God. And he went from a very poor track record academically to being an A student that eventually graduated with honors. And then he has all these supportive scriptures that he uses, such as Psalm 119-97 through 101, and Joshua 1:8, where scriptures reiterate the necessity for people to meditate on God's Word and to memorize it. And so I took that at face value, and I began to memorize Scripture, and my approach to memorize Scripture was to take 3 or 4 verses at a time and then repeat those throughout the course of a week. So I memorized all the Proverbs and I memorized all of John. But a lot of that stuff I don't remember anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just such a large volume mm-hmm. of verses that have been committed to memory, and that seems to be a different type of memorization. That's a meditation type, or whatever you want to call it, as opposed to the type of memory system you have here, this topical memory system, where you take certain topics and you almost have to know those things cold, because you're going to use them in a witnessing experience, or you're going to use them in a discipleship experience, and so it's something that you have by recall. And so my question, the reason I ask you that, is, you know, can you walk out here right now, do you know these 140 verses cold?
Yeah.
So that was the motive behind it.
Yeah, I see. You know, the way I started out was memorizing a verse or a short passage or something. I don't have too many chapters of the Bible memorized. You know, a few, but not very many. And the danger, I think, about that is just what you're saying, is that, you know, like I have Psalm 127 memorized. It's only 5 verses. But, you know, when you start in the middle, well, it's hard to know, is that verse 3 or verse 4 or verse 2 or, you know, or something like that. And I think that's part of memorization, is that you can put the reference with it, that you can turn to it and, you know, and do that. And that, you know, to me now, if I was going to suggest this to someone, I would suggest memorizing short portions of Scripture. I know Bill Gothard wants you to memorize Romans 6, 7, and 8, and, you know, in different passages. And I would suggest people memorizing short passages of Scripture, short verses, then move to chapters or books or something as they, you know, have that desire. And but I'd rather see people master some topical type passages and be able to quote those rather than a whole book or a whole chapter myself.
I think in terms of the difference between memorizing a verse or two as compared to a whole chapter, when you have the opportunity of sharing with someone, counseling with someone, you're not going to share the entire chapter.
Mm-hmm.
That's more, an entire chapter is more of our own personal growth, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting the word out,
yeah.
You know, of course it's important to know the context of it all.
Sure.
But to share with individual verses.
Yeah.
That's why the topic, I think, we call it imperative.
Yeah.
Because even now, I'll memorize verses and go through my Bible reading plan. And I'll take a blank verse for it, write down the verse, and then I'll give it my own topic.
Yeah.
You know, as a hook, and be able to use it that
way. Right. Okay, I would agree. How to memorize? Just some a practical suggestion here. I would suggest that you use cards. This is what I use, a size card. This is a business card. You can go to a print shop or paper company, and they'll sell you these relatively cheap. And I like to have on this side of the card the reference. And then on the other side of the card, the verse or verses and the reference at the bottom. You can also, on this side of the card, you can put the topic. If you want to put your verses according to topics, I think it's very good to do that. I never have done that personally, but I think it would be very beneficial to do that. You can also date them, the date that you memorized them. But the main thing is to have something that's available. You know, you can carry with you, take with you on a trip or wherever you're going, and carry it in your billfold. I carry mine in my billfold, the cards that I'm memorizing. And so I would suggest that you use cards like that to memorize. Another suggestion is to quote the reference before and after the verse. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. John 3:16. And that ingrains in your memory, in your subconscious there, that reference with that verse. So that when someone says John 3:16, the verse comes, and when someone is quoting the verse, the reference comes. And the hardest part for me in scripture memory is to keep the reference straight. You know, those begin to run together, and you know, you get a bunch in Proverbs memorized, and it's hard to keep them all straight. And so that before and after helps trigger that with the verse. Another practical thing, how are you going to memorize? Learn a phrase at a time. A phrase at a time. For God so loved the world. 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 That He gave. That He gave His only begotten Son. And work on that phrase, and then tie the next phrase to it, and work on the two of them together, and just work through the verse or the passage that way. Another suggestion on scripture memory is make it word perfect. Have that as your goal. Word perfect. John Crawford said, a man who is 90% is halfway there. A man who is 90% is halfway there. Good enough seldom is. Oh, well, I know it good enough. That's good enough. I just missed a couple of words there.
What version?
I think the version that you're most comfortable with. Basically, I would suggest the version that you carry and that you use the most. Now, most of my verses come out of New American Standard, But when I get ready to memorize a scripture, I will usually sit down with three or four, five translations. I'll look at the King James. I'll look at the J.B. Phillips. I'll look at the Williams. Different translations, and just see which one speaks to me the most. Now, you know, I've got verses memorized out of lots of different translations, but the vast majority of mine are all out of the same translation. Those are kind of exceptions.
John, can I make a suggestion there? You know, you've already said the hardest part of any verse to memorize is the reference.
Right.
All right. Are you going to, words or thoughts come to your mind, and words come to your mind, and you can remember part of the verse, but how are you going to find it? You're going to go to a concordance. Now, all a concordance is a book of words.
Mm-hmm.
It's peculiar to the translation or version. And I think it's very important to decide at the onset what version am I going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And memorize out of that. Because when the time comes to look them up, you know, your concordance that goes with that version is going to help you. A concordance that goes with another version,
it'll be different. Yeah. Okay, good suggestion. Did we answer that now? Did you have something else you wanted to ask there?
Well, if you do select a different version, if you put that on the card.
Yeah, you might put that on the card.
For a specific version.
Right. Yeah, I normally do that. Anything that's not New American Standard, I usually put it on the card. All right, another suggestion is be accountable to someone. Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. Someone know that verse? Two are better than one, for they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will pick up his companion. But woe to the one who falls, and there is not another to pick him up. Two are better than one. So we need someone to be accountable to. We need someone to keep us on track. And, you know, I have noticed that most of the time we have a Bible study group going in our home. And so we have we give a verse or each week for people to memorize. We suggest that you memorize this verse, but if you've got your own thing going and, you know, just as long as you're memorizing a verse a week. And then when we come back the next week, well, we'll all quote the verse, or someone in the group will quote the verse or what have you. And I've always found that that was helpful for me. Because if I'm leading a group and asking people to memorize a verse a week, well, then I better have a verse a week memorized. You know? And if I'm asking them to memorize this verse, then I better be able to quote that verse. And so that's accountability. That's group accountability. And that will work, but individual accountability as well. Meet with a guy and quote verses, have Bible study together, whatever. You know, some of these principles that we will learn in follow-up workshop and in discipling workshop, you can tie your scripture memory work right in with that. Another suggestion is get a to-memorize list. Get a to-memorize list. And basically the way I do this is in my desk, I have three cards right now at home that are future verses. You know, and as I'm studying the Bible and reading the Bible and hearing messages and God impresses a certain verse on me, I'll write that reference down, I'll go home and I'll write it on a card and put it in my desk. You know, and now next week when I start on a new verse, I've got three verses and I'll choose one of those three to start working on for this coming week. And so keep a list of verses that you want to memorize sometime in the future. And that way you don't run into a thing where you don't have a verse to work on right now. Another suggestion is review, review, review. That is the key to scripture memory. Is the review work. When you first start to memorize, it's like having a scale that balances. And when you first start to memorize, scripture memory, memorizing the verse is the hard part. You know, and the scale tips over in this direction. This is the hard work, is memorizing that verse. The review is pretty easy. You know, because you got 10 verses or 40 verses or 50 verses, and reviewing them is not hard. It's week after week after week of scripture memory. But as you move on through scripture memory and you get to have a couple hundred verses or 400 or 500 verses, the scale tips back in this direction. And the hard part becomes the review work. And the easy part is the memorizing that verse every week. Because you have such a quantity of verses that it's hard to keep them reviewed and fresh and up to date. And so this is where, you know, the biggest majority of time will be spent later on in life is on the review end of it rather than just the memorizing part of it. Two laws regarding scripture memory are impression and repetition. Impression, what does God impress upon you? What does His verse say to you? Why are you memorizing this verse? And then repetition. Review, review, and review. I would like to just share with you a little bit for the remainder of the time. I'd like to show you kind of how I do scripture memory. And I've talked about it a little bit through the workshop, but I want to show you basically how this works for me. I have 8 or 9 verses here that I'm carrying in my billfold now. These are verses that, there are two categories of these verses actually. These are verses that I have just memorized in the last 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks and am still working on them on a daily basis. I review these, I go over these verses, I work on these every day. I also have some verses in here that I memorized 6 or 8 months ago, and they, when I reviewed them, they were stale and I had trouble with them and I got mixed up and they weren't word perfect and this and that, and I put them back into the daily review stack. And so these verses I go over every day, and I'll keep a verse in here for about probably 6 weeks or so at least, depending on how much trouble it gives me. After I feel like I have this verse memorized and I know it and it's not going to be a problem, you know, then I take it and I put it in my review stack. And I have 7 stacks of verses, 1 a day, that I go through every verse 1 time a week. And so those verses go into one of these. I've got 3 here because that's how many days we're going to be here. And these are the verses I'll be reviewing every morning while we're at the conference. But I have 7 at home, and I'll go through those verses once a week. Now, as I go through these verses and I find one that, hey, I don't, well, let's see, what does Galatians 2:20 say? You know, and I messed up a phrase or I didn't get started right and I had to look at the card. Well, then I'll pull that verse out and put it back in the daily review and review it daily for a week or 2 weeks until I feel like now I've got it and it can go back in the weekly file. So I'm going through all my verses every week. This is a part of my quiet time activity in the morning. I will start out in the morning when I get up, come out of the bathroom, get to my spot where I have my quiet time. I will go through my Bible reading that I'm going to do for that day and begin to pray. And normally my wife calls for breakfast after about 20 minutes or so, and I've had a time to pray and go through my Bible reading for the day. And I'll go into my study, pick up a pack of verses, take this to the breakfast table, and while I'm eating breakfast, I will review that stack for that morning. And then when I'm through eating, I'll put these verses back up, and I'll go to my billfold and work through these verses that I'm in my now memorizing stack. And that's basically the way I do it. One advantage to this, to doing it this way, is that My kids see me doing it. You know, every morning at breakfast, they see me reviewing verses. And I think that's important, that they know what I'm doing and, you know, that it's important for me to do them because, you know, we've got them on a scripture memory program and they have verses that they're trying to keep memorized and work on and stuff. It's important that they see me doing that as well so that they don't get the idea that scripture memory is for kids, because a lot of people have that idea. Scripture memory is for kids, and when you get to be an adult, you don't do it anymore. And so, basically, that's the way I do scripture memory. Now, when I was, kind of what David was talking about there, when I was working on this 100-verse goal, when I got to about 120 or 140 verses, I was driving a tractor one day, and, you know, you're out there all day, nothing to do except listen to the radio and stuff, and so I thought, you know, it would be interesting. I've got 120 verses, let's say. It'd be interesting for me just to go back and by memory, without a list or without cards, to quote these verses, see how many of them I can come up with. And so I began to do that. And I'd get down to like, you know, 100. I could find 105 or 6 or something and left about 14 verses. I couldn't remember the reference on them, you know, or what they were. And so then when I'd go in that night, I'd get my stack and I'd go through them. And those that I couldn't think of cold like that, well, I would look at those, and then the next day when I'd go out and plow again, I'd go back through that thing again. And the next day I'd get 110 or 15 or so and leave 5. And I worked on them that way for a while, just trying to think of them without any reference. Now, these stacks are all in the order of the Bible. I start with Genesis and I move up to about Psalms and then Psalms and Proverbs and then pick up, that's another stack, and then Ecclesiastes through Malachi is the third stack, and then the New Testament has 4 stacks. And so a few years ago, I decided that I would take a blank legal size sheet of paper and I would write up at the top Genesis, and I'd go through my Genesis stack and say I've got 7 or 8 verses in Genesis. I'd write that number up at the top, 8. In Exodus, I've got 3 or 4, and right on through the whole Bible. And then I would go back. Each book had a legal size sheet. Then I would go back and start writing the references. Genesis 5 and 6. Genesis 12:3. And as I wrote that on the paper from memory, then I would quote the verse to myself. And I'd go through all. You know, I started on a portion of the Bible. I didn't try to do the whole Bible at once, but I worked on Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, up through Psalms first, until I got to a place where I could come down and nearly write out the reference and quote the verse to everything in that package without any help at all. And when I got that, then I started on Psalms and Proverbs and started working on that pack, you know. It was just an additional way to help me really have these verses. You know, I've discovered that when you start this review work, you can go through here and you can see that reference and you can quote that verse, and it's, you know, it's just by rote. And you can go back and come across one of those same references later and, what does that verse say? You know, but if you've got it in your order, it comes, you know. But if you don't have it in, and so, you know, look for various ways to check yourself and to help yourself in those areas. Another suggestion, a practical suggestion. This is my Bible that I carry all the time. Here's Romans. One of the things, now I underline right in my Bible, take notes and all kinds of things like that in my Bible. One of the things that I do is I color code my Bible. And I take my scripture memory verses and put them in green. So every verse that I have memorized is underlined in green. And other things are underlined in blue, just something, a phrase or a word or a verse that I want to underline. Then I have another thing for red that I underline, that New Testament, where Old Testament is being fulfilled in prophecy. I underlined some of those things in red. But I underlined all my scripture memory verses in green. And that way, you know, if I'm thinking, I'm in a situation where a guy's sharing something with me and a verse comes to mind, but I can't come up with that reference. Where is that? I know it's in Galatians, but where, and all I got to do is flip over to Galatians, and in 10 seconds I can go through all the chapters there and find that verse, because all my verses that I have memorized are in green. And it's just a help to give you a better handle on being able to use, you know, what you've done there. Any questions or any comments?
What constitutes review? I mean, when you say a scripture, you say it, and then you look at your card to see that you said it right.
Right. And, you know, most of the time when I do my review, it's at the breakfast table, and Beth and Aaron may be there eating as well. And so I just review it to myself. You know, Galatians 2:20. And I review that verse to myself. And if I have trouble, then I'll look at the card and go over it that way. One of the things I found that's very beneficial is on occasion to review them out loud. Get off by yourself where you won't be distracted and say it back, because it's amazing how in your mind you can go through that verse, and when you start making it audible, it's not, you know, it comes out a little different sometimes. And so I think it's important to occasionally go through and just review them out loud like that. Any other questions or comments? So are we all motivated to memorize Scripture? Well, that is my goal for this workshop, is to help motivate you guys to begin to have a consistent time of Scripture memory that you might reap the benefits in your own lives. David, pray for us and we'll be dismissed.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is living and active, sharp and two-edged sword, and that your word is capable of piercing our soul and discerning the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. Lord, just teach us through your word, and I just ask that you give each of us a burning desire to spend time in your word and use that as a tool to spend time with you. Thank you for the principles that have been laid out and the fact that you have approved these principles, Lord, and that these are not John's principles, but your principles. I just ask that you would bind your word on our heart and in our heart that we might not sin against you. I just ask that you would bless the remainder of this conference and bless each one here and just use each of us as a vehicle for bringing glory to the precious name of Jesus. It's in that name we pray.
Yeah.